And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, what is the purpose of my human life? We thank you for this question because every human being is asking this now. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my mission? What am I doing here on earth? What is my value? All of these questions cannot be answered by your local mind. This is the limited ego mind that only knows what it knows. And what it knows is based on the past, experience, training. It does not have answers for you with the bigger questions of reality and of existence. If we would say to you to keep it simple, the answer is simple. You are having a human life to manifest the creative source that developed, created, brought forth this third dimension. You are designed by this creative source. You may call it God or any other name, but it is that which created this realm. You were designed as a unique, special manifestation of this creative source. You have talents and gifts and wisdom and all kinds of ingredients that make you unique. Find out what these are. Value them. Develop them. Bring them forward more and more into the earth realm. God manifesting through you. This is a challenge we know because the earth plane and culture and society has ideas of what you should be and of what a good life looks like and of expectations upon you. What success looks like. All of these ideas and pictures are thought forms from the third dimension, from limited ego minds. They are not thought forms and ideas from God. As you look to God and ask the question, what is the purpose of my human life? And you ask this from the central core of your being. This is your heart center. humbly, with no agenda and no hopes that what God will tell you will match up with what your limited mind has in mind. As you ask this question and follow up with more questions, you will see the beloved nature of who you are. You will experience and feel the immensity, the infinity of God's love for you, unending through time. The purpose of your human life is much bigger than a job, a home, a car, your status, the number of children you have, the history of your family. All of these things are part of the template that the limited ego minds that have cobbled together a reality that looks as it does. These things matter not one jot to God. What matters to God is your love. As you follow your love, and it begins with loving yourself truly, unconditionally, and then loving life, seeing those things that call to you, that call to your heart, that call forth your love. This tells you, these are clues to the different avenues for you to express and manifest your God self. That is your purpose in having a human life, to manifest the unique expression of God that you are in the third dimension. This, of course, brings up challenges as you step through life. These challenges are only opportunities for you to break through fear, self-doubt, guilt, anxiety, those things that would keep you held back from expressing all that you are, all that God has designed you to be. So as you face difficulties and uncomfortable situations, pause. Come home to your center and ask, what is it for me to learn here? How may I grow? How can I understand this so I can continue to evolve and be in this human lifetime what I am designed to be? We remind you again that comparing yourself as you are gaining more and more understanding of your true nature and design and purpose on earth, do not compare yourself. You are beyond compare. Come back home to your heart and feel the peace and the comfort and the encouragement and support from the God that created you and your spirit, who is right there with you, next to you, cheering you on, reminding you who you truly are. We hope this has helped you here in your question. It is a big question, but the answer is quite simple, that you are a beloved manifestation of the God, the infinite Father, Mother, Love, Source that created this realm. Your purpose is to express and manifest, to do your very best in this each and every day. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.